CliffCentral.com.
Okay, it is just after 10 on Friday morning. This is Sex Talk. This is Unradio. This is Unscripted. And I have to tell you, this morning is most definitely uncensored. So we are talking about the fun of sex. We have some beautiful and exciting new friends in the studio with us this morning, which is really, really cool. So morning, Claudine.
Hi, Jonty, darling. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Or as the Australians say, how you going?
Yes. Now, that is so pertinent because with us this morning, Johnny's here from Australia.
How you going?
You see what I mean?
That was unmistakable.
No, sorry, how's it?
There we go. And Romy is with us. Romy.
Romy, how you doing?
Romy.
Romy. Okay, got it. Fantastic. And Dusty is going to be with us soon as well, which
Dusty
is really
Rich.
Cool. Dusty Rich. So that is fantastic. Okay.
That's really a fun show. We have fun people on today.
We do.
And I'm glad we're talking about the fun side of sex because a lot of people feel that sex is, you know, very taboo and...
And serious business.
And serious business, which sometimes it is. Mm-hmm. Like, seriously, which hole to use can be a serious decision.
But we forget how to have fun and we forget how to play.
Yeah. And that's what we're here to do.
And sex and sensuality are one of the ways that we as adults play. So, we do a feature called Dirty Dictionary. So, I'm going to tell you the word and you guys have to guess what it is. Okay. Interesting one that I found for this
Where's
week.
Our intro?
We don't have it because
I'm going to have to do it.
Okay, you do it.
Dirty Dictionary. Yeah.
Okay. The word is fascinous.
Fascinous what?
Fascinous. F-A-S-C-I-N-U-S. Fascinous. So interesting thing, you got to wonder, does the word fascinating or fascination come from this word? Because the root is exactly the same.
Ew.
Any idea what that might be, guys?
Is that where you fasten the harness to?
That's pretty good. But no. Any idea? No.
Well, doesn't in us mean... Janus or something like, isn't it part? I would say in us, the in us part means like anus or like part of gyniness.
No, I would say
it's something sexual and then something sexual using fascinators.
No,
it's having sex while wearing fascinators.
Wearing fascinators, okay, interesting, but no, we're nowhere near there.
So oh, just kidding, really jokes.
Cool. Yeah, okay. So, and I have to thank you all for the most amazing feedback we got last week from the show.
It was really touching. Yeah. I read it as well, and it's nice to know that people are listening in, but not only listening in, they're taking it in.
I was really, it was one of the, it was beautiful, and we gave so much information out, and Yeah, I really was touched by some of the messages and emails that we got. So please keep them coming. And that really is fantastic. It's really, really beautiful. So the fun of sex, you know, we forget this and we take it so seriously. Because porn doesn't make sex fun.
No. Nobody, it makes it daunting.
Yeah,
actually,
nobody laughs during sex in porn movies.
Yeah.
So in Tantra, there's this beautiful thing called a laughtergasm.
That's the best. Laughtergasms are the best and they do exist.
Yeah. So, laughtergasm, you have an orgasm and it's just such a celebration that you laugh. And there's so much energy in it and there's so much fun and there's so much lightness and it's absolutely amazing. But orgasms are serious business because I have to make you come.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't get to wear a Superman t-shirt to work tomorrow. And you have to buy into the whole thing. Otherwise, I failed and you failed and something is wrong with me and something is wrong with you. And we forget about it. And if you look at sex, you've got to be aware of how absurd some sexual things are and look. And that's, think about the toys that we buy and the positions that we get into and the noises that we make and your facial expressions. You really want to laugh. Film yourself having sex.
I'm actually writing a song about it. It's called, I Get Freaked Out By Your Sex, Boy. I Get Freaked Out By Your Sex. When you put one in the pink and two in the stinker, get freaked out by your sex, boy, get freaked out by your sex. But I'm still working on it. It's in beginning stages.
A work in progress. Yeah. But that's what happens. And it just does get so ridiculous and so absurd.
Yeah.
And think about your facial expressions. You want to do something amazing, go to a website called beautifulagony.com. So Beautiful Agony just has pictures and video clips of people having orgasms, but from their neck up. So you just see their face. You don't see the rest of their bodies.
Let's see your orgasm face. Put it on, and I'm going to take a photo of it.
Okay, well, we have different kinds of orgasms.
Well, show me your favorite, wow, this orgasm is amazing face.
Okay, are we ready?
Yeah. Wait, hold on. It looks like you're blowing the mic. Hold on.
Okay.
That's good. That's mine. Good. This is mine.
So that could be that you're constipated or that you're having an orgasm.
Johnny and Rami's. And Rafe is in the background going, yeah.
You see, pleasure or pain, and often we don't know the difference between them.
Yeah.
But it really gets ridiculous, and you have to laugh at it.
Yeah.
And you have to laugh at some of the things that happen during sex.
I mean, sometimes, like you were talking about a laughing orgasm,
mm-hmm.
Which is, I mean, it is really a thing, actually. Like, just like bursting out into laughter.
Yeah, because there's so much energy, and it's such a beautiful thing. Like, there's also a teargasm, which is often the same thing. It's just this enormous release of energy. And that's what flows out, which is beautiful when it becomes a natural expression. And that's important, that it's got to be a natural. You can't force this stuff. But when the energy's there, it's there, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
And that's fantastic. Yes. What are you guys doing in South Africa? Because you're a long way from home.
We're back here to visit family.
Yeah.
Back here for a family wedding.
Yeah.
We also got some travel plans.
Yeah.
We are off to Africa Burn.
Yes.
In a week's time, just about.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that is really, really exciting.
Indeed.
And what are you going to do at Africa Burn? That's the pressing question.
Well, we're joining an amazing group of people at Sex Camp.
Yeah.
Sex X Camp.
Okay.
So it's an incredible space for consensual, safe, and enthusiastic consensual play.
And when you say consensual play,
means everybody says yes.
Yes, yes. What
but
I'm just saying is I am coming.
So it's not yes, it's yes!
Yes, we're into it. So I'm in the desert. I have just been raving my face off, and I'm like, cool, I am single and I want to go have sex. Or is it more of a meeting place for couples? Is it a swinging thing? Do you guys know?
So it's really a learning space. So during the day, it's going to be about learning about sex, consensual sex, different ways to play, different things to have sex with, people to have sex with, different sexual identities. And then at night, it's a little bit more frisky.
So,
you know, could be an orgy dome, but it's not being promoted as such. It's more of a safe sex place. Yeah.
So just joined us is a really cool new addition to Cliff Central, who is just a very cool guy, and we are so pleased to have you here this morning.
Stand-up comedy extraordinaire. His name is Dusty Rich, everybody.
Yay.
Dusty Rich.
Hello, podcast listeners and other deviants. How are you?
Hi. Do you know what? Also, so I love coming into Cliff Central because I feel like I see my friends before the sex show, after the sex show, and Dusty usually does gas comedy.
And a few during the sex show.
Yeah. And I saw Dusty during his gas comedy and I was like, you need to be on sex show. Have you seen Dusty do, I'm going to show you, have you seen Dusty do stand-up? Like, this is how Dusty talks to the audience.
I lead with my penis. Yeah. I believe everyone should lead with your dick.
That's what it is.
If you ever have a problem in life and you don't know which way to go, a job decision or a family decision, lead with your dick.
Think with your right head.
Yeah,
think with your right head.
Your bottom head.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's what it should be. And it's just wonderful and fun and free. And what it does is it makes sex normal. And that's the most important thing, because we put sex in this little box that we take out under very specific circumstances. We have sex in these very specific contexts, and then we put it away again.
I think it's a question of dishonesty. I think it's a question of being authentic, being who you are. You are a sexual being. That's look it. Around you. That's why we're here. Someone had
Absolutely.
Sex. Do you know what I mean?
We exist. I don't want to think about that.
Yeah, that's another thing that I always laugh at. Is like we never think of our parents as people who can we swear on the show?
Yes. Yeah.
We never think of our parents who people who fucked. Yeah. Not sex. Not procreation. Yeah. Fuck.
Oh, no.
Like when
I'm
you put someone up against
vomit.
A wall. Do you know what I mean? Like that always mind boggles that like we are all human beings, sexual animals. That's what we are.
There's a wonderful
I'm a sexual freak. Yeah.
There's a wonderful TED talk. Somebody talks about the fact that their premise is that sex is for pleasure rather than for procreation. Yeah. And they give this amazing example. They say, how do you think in the animal kingdom, how many sex acts does it take to produce an animal baby?
Lions are ridiculous. It's something like 1,000 pumps a day.
No. Yeah, but it's
40
quite a
pumps a day.
But
it's
40.
Yeah, it's quite 40. A small amount. 40.
Do you know
how many human sexual acts does it take per
procreatal
per procreatal
what?
Act? Minimum of 1,000.
What?
Seriously?
Yes, so we are having sex 999 times, totally about the pleasure.
Yeah.
And only once.
Hey, practice makes perfect.
Baby. Well, that's kind of an interesting issue.
Wait. You lost me. What are you talking about? I have to have sex 1,000 times before I fall
no,
pregnant.
No. In terms of the ratios of doing it for pleasure versus procreating.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So if you're on 785, Daniel, you're still safe.
Yeah. You better be listening.
Check yourself. Maybe you don't know math. Yeah.
We've only been together 4 years.
Yes. You might have another 250 left, and then you've got to start worrying.
Oh,
then the stalk is coming.
It's a beautiful thing. You know what? And when it boils down to it, I don't give a shit what anyone says. Any dictator of any power, strength in the history of time was always ruled by some sort of sexual act that his wife or husband was about to do when they got home from their dictating. Oh, I've had a rough day dictating. How's a blowjob, Eva Braun?
How's sucking my dick? Because I'm a dictator.
And that's its own little story.
Well, exactly.
But if you look at any great artist in almost any field, their sexuality was either way off the aberrant side of stuff or it was totally repressed.
Yeah, yeah.
And that energy was used for creation.
Totally agree.
Because our sexual energy and our creative energy are exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
So we can use that force to have kids, whether we choose to or not. We can use it for artistic creativity, whatever that is. But to create ourselves, our life, our world, our jobs, our relationships, our experiences, the way we would like them to be, to manifest that
force, using that energy.
We can use it for healing, for meditation, for so many things.
What actually happens?
Boy meets a girl.
We're getting ready.
That little
simple.
Rhyme. Claudine and Dan sitting in the tree. K-I-S-S.
We not only K-I-S-S.
F-U-C-K-I-N-G.
But like, what actually happens is the part of the brain that lights up when you improvise, when you create, when you meditate, when you love. Is the prefrontal cortex. It's over
my
here.
Favorite
Those
one.
Are very big words.
Thank you.
It's my favorite
I am
cortex.
I'm not only a gorgeous face.
Of the four cortexes, my favorite.
Yeah, prefrontal. And the part of the brain that actually switches off is the part of the brain at the back here that goes cold.
Who needs it?
Exactly. And it's the part of the brain that is
reptilian
open to
brain.
Self-criticism
judgment.
And self-judgment.
Yeah.
You know, so the truth is that is while we are in the act of creating, we truly are thinking in a different way. We are how we should be, you know. We are using parts of the brain that we should be using all the time.
Yeah. Does that also light up during sex? That prefrontal, because it's your animal brain.
It does,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's really interesting because I totally lost why it was so interesting.
Well, it's firing the same synapses.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm super creative during sex.
Yeah. So there we go. Because what happens is, and it's one of the reasons that we seek sex so much, is this amazing presence. We're actually fully present during sex.
And the most honest you'll ever be in that moment. The most vulnerable.
Particularly during orgasm.
I actually don't agree with that.
Ask a man anything after orgasm, he'll tell you the truth.
No, I don't agree with being 100% fully present during sex.
A lot of times we are not. But there's a corollary to this. We're kind of getting there.
Oh, cool. Let's go.
So one of the biggest obstacles to being present during sex is our mind and fantasies.
Yeah.
Because most of us need fantasy to actually have pleasure and to have orgasms.
Yeah.
So you do whatever you need to do, whatever the thoughts are, whatever you're looking at on the web today, or no matter.
Yeah.
And that's what gets you to that point.
Yeah.
So conscious sexuality is more about being present. And the more that you can do that, the more amazing the energy is. The moment of absolute presence is the orgasm.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what fantasy you're in, that moment of orgasm brings you fully present. And it's one of the reasons that we seek sex so much, but a lot of times why sex becomes so unsatisfactory because we don't have the fullness of the experience.
Yeah.
So we kind of keep looking for more and more and more and more.
I think, you know, I'm an advocate for honesty. That's why I became a stand-up comedian, because I like honesty so much. And that's the only place you're allowed to be honest is on stage. You can tell a big burly man that he's a piece of shit and he laughs at you. And so I love honesty, and sex for me is that's you can't escape your flaws. You can't escape nothing. You are who you are in that moment, naked and in each other. I think it's amazing.
Yeah. But that's one of the most amazing keys, because one of the most amazing and important keys to that deep and higher sex is vulnerability. And that's what you do. When you're on stage, you make yourself incredibly vulnerable.
Yeah, it's
when you're performing, you make yourself incredibly vulnerable. That's kind of what it is.
We're exposing ourselves.
Yeah, literally, figuratively.
This is a really important question, and it's just, to diverge a little bit, because you were talking about, like, body functions and being, like, totally present during sex. Can you keep your eyes open for a whole orgasm? Or is it like sneezing?
No, you can.
Can you?
Yeah, you
Next
can.
Next time I'm going to try like this.
I don't want to see that. I use Sellotape.
Yeah. Or matchstick. Yeah. The matchstick.
I don't like opening my eyes because there's, you know, squirting and stuff. So you don't want
to.
It's fine to get in your eyes.
Oh, good.
Sperm burns. If you get sperm in your eyes, it burns. So do not do that.
I was going to say, how do you know that? And then I remember rubbing my eye once after rubbing myself.
Sperm burns. So, yes.
Have I just eaten chili?
Yeah, we have agreement there.
So I haven't been here the entire podcast. Why are these shiny pants people here?
See, we all went to Secret Sunrise this morning.
Oh, that's a thing you do. You do that thing.
And we were all dancing around dressed up as circus people, which was absolutely awesome. And Claudine found these guys.
Well, I didn't find them. I used to live with them in London. So these are my brothers. These are my brothers from another mother.
Got it. And there's a female there too.
And she's my new sister.
Are you sure?
What? Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Prove it.
Because you know what they say about the family that plays together stays together. That's for the rednecks.
That's and everyone from Toti. which is the same thing. I'm a comedian. Sunrise doesn't exist.
Well, the truth is
you make
that
an effort because it's
doing
one of those worthwhile things.
It is worthwhile. So Secret Sunrise, we spoke about it last week on the radio. And
so
we
briefly
will,
then.
We will have them back. They've started doing something called Secret Saturday for late risers. So that's like up at 10. And we do, we host and facilitate the same sort of expressive movement, but it's at 10 o'clock.
So what is it, yoga-esque?
They do yoga.
No, it's movement, dancing.
Tai Chi.
So get wireless headphones.
Oh, yeah.
They play these
Disco
awesome music.
And then you've got my voice deaf going
disco.
Right.
Is it deaf disco?
That seems discriminatory.
Yeah. And I tell you, one of the weirdest things, when you take your headphones off and you can't hear the music anymore, and you just look around at these people doing this, and it looks so weird.
It's like jumping on a trampoline. You know, jump on a trampoline for 15 minutes, you get off, and you're like, this does not feel real.
And that's kind of what it is.
My world is blown.
It was awesome. It was in Hyde Park this morning on the roof of the shopping center.
Yeah. We'll invite Dusty really to the next one.
Oh, yeah, sure. What time is it?
You'll come straight from your set.
Yeah, man. The only time I've ever seen sunrise is if I see it after the night, and then I go, okay, it is no longer night. I need
to. Absolutely. Be coming after
to get back in my
after
cave.
Dusty's Parker show. We'll
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
That's really good. So, what do you guys think about the idea of what would be the funniest thing for you during sex?
You, they almost hit each other's
head. Yeah, just bonked foreheads. That's pretty funny.
Which would be sex.
You're going for a kiss.
You guys were sharing that phallic object, Mark, and you bump each other's head.
I've got to say, my favorite hilarious moment is when you're so sweaty and your stomachs stick together and you get that...
Body percussion.
Less of a pop and more of a fart.
So do you know what a pussy fart is called during sex?
A queef.
A queef.
That is the funniest thing,
I
think.
It's such a ladylike word, queef.
Yeah, it sounds like what it is. It's onomatopoeia.
Can you actually queef during sex? Is that a natural
thing? Yeah.
You obviously don't experiment with some positions.
Yeah.
Well, I put my girl all sorts of positions, and then air gets in her, and then she moves back to another position.
What
and
was
you just hear
that?
A frum.
Was your tummy rumbling?
What's a queef?
It's a queef. No, mine are fraps. Frap. You know that noise? Sounds exactly what it is. Frap.
Rip-ropping.
Rip-ropping, yeah.
The sex noises are amazing and they are hilarious. Yeah. Beyond all the moaning and groaning, just the body noises.
Try this, right? I used to do this in my set. Try this. Try imagine sex, right? Think about it right now. Now take the lust out of it. Take the hard-on out of it. Take the sexiness out of it and just imagine the physical movements. How fucking retarded is sex? If you imagine just like the physical sort of the way you move around, it is hilarious. It is
There is a guy overseas who's done some amazing work, and one of the things that he advocates is that you actually exercise during self-pleasuring.
Like masturbating?
Yeah. So I've seen some amazing videos of this beautiful guy. He's like on a Pilates ball. And he's doing his abs. And at the same time, he's playing with himself.
So he's doing his abs and his dick.
You could do like one arm.
Body workout.
Yeah, absolutely.
You could put like a flesh torch on the ground. Yeah. And then do push-ups.
But it really kind of...
Or you can do dick-ups.
It really kind of intensifies that whole thing.
Daniel
now, that's
knows
interesting
what, he's
what you said about flesh torches, because our funny this week, every week we have a little funny video clip or article that goes on our page on the Cliff Central website. So you got to check this week's out, because it's this porn star. I think Lexi Bell, her name is.
Yes.
Anyway.
Know her well. She's a cousin of mine.
She's... So the little video this week is of her having her yoni molded.
For a flesh torch.
Yeah.
What is a flesh torch?
It's it's a shape of a torch. In my case, it's the shape of a drum.
Let's keep the ego in check.
It's a cylindrical device that is soft and has a vagina.
So it's a male sex
vagina at the end.
That's a male sex toy.
Why is it called
a It's the opposite of a dildo.
Because it looks like a fleshlight, because it looks like a torch.
Oh, cool.
Don't get them confused if there's a noise downstairs in your lounge and you go downstairs, where's the torch? And you're shining a vagina at a robber.
That's the new fashion. That's these porn stars get their bodies molded.
Oh,
I've seen it.
Sex toys and sex dolls.
You can actually buy Sasha Grey. You know, Sasha Grey, very famous porn star. So you can buy her arsehole in chocolate. Like little molded arsehole chocolates.
I need to find the picture again and post it. A picture yesterday of somebody who makes the most phenomenal cakes. And the first picture, you got to look at it a few times, because it's this beautiful bat with an anus with a thermometer in, having a temperature taken rectally, and it's a cake.
That is disgusting.
My mate.
Nothing in that makes me want to eat cake less.
My mate Dre, who had a birthday like 2 weeks ago, his wife made him a Nicki Minaj butt cake. Just a big butt. Just two big old pieces of
cake. See, and they do that stuff for bachelorettes. They like have a giant penis or huge boobs.
Everything's a penis on a bachelorette.
Yeah. I don't want to be eating that shit. Give me fucking chocolate.
Now, I tell you, that's quite fascinating, because I give quite a lot of talks at bachelorette parties. Yeah. And I do a little blowjob lesson, or I teach them about their bodies and the G-spot and a little bit about squirting.
Yeah.
But being in that environment from time to time
sounds like a great lecture.
Really, really an interesting.
Yeah. They go insane, man.
Absolutely.
I think men get a bad rap for their sexual.
Women are a whole different
sexuality.
Story.
Yeah.
And this is interesting. A lot of guys, I don't think, realize how explicitly women talk about sex.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to men. We talk in kind of general terms,
yeah.
But women remember.
Or derogatory.
And women remember every little thing that happened.
His main vein was dilated more than usual this week.
Yeah. and they share that with each other, boy. And you think, guys, women have. are so far ahead of us.
Oh, I imagine.
It was absolutely short, shriveled, and hanging to the left.
They just need to find a safe place, and then you go crazy.
Absolutely.
I've walked in after girls have been having a chat. Like, my girl's been with other girls having a powwow. I walk in, and everyone's eyes just go down. Like, I'm like, what is going on?
Absolutely. Because you know you were the topic of conversation, boy.
And everyone giggles, and then.
And your performance was rated.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they were all smiling.
John T, are we going to get to some freestyle rapping, crapping for the double tapping?
Are you going to rap?
Yeah. Defos. Defos. Well, I'm going to rap about sex.
Then go for it.
Three, two, one.
So everybody's going to, this is freestyle rapping. Mm-hmm. I am not a rapper in real life, but maybe I should be.
What would your rap name be?
Well, if all else fails.
DJ... Do rappers have DJs before? That's how clued up I am.
I think those are DJs. So what are you going to do right now? Freestyle push buttons.
Freestyle push your buttons. Loving you like a little piece of mutton. You know what I mean. Your sex is so clean. It's like eating some juice with some healthy greens.
Okay, if it's greens, we have a problem.
Why?
Because when you get close and it's green,
there's a you need to see a dog. Run.
That's it. Just kidding. You see, I ruined the whole thing. I'm a really shit rapper. But that was what we were supposed to do on today's show. We need to do some sexual slam poetry.
But I'm waiting for you.
What's so sexual slam poetry?
Yeah, just make it up on the spot. Let's improvise.
Slam poetry that? Nobody ever writes it down.
No, they do write it down.
Do they write it down?
Slam poetry is very much a written art form. But we're just going to... The world between
someone
my
will
thighs
write it down.
Is made up of KFC and fries.
KFC yeah, gravy.
You've got to recognize. Baby, I tell you no lies. The sex is real. I'll tell you how I feel. But first, should we eat some eel tapanaki?
What a great word to end anything on.
Hello, Tapanaki.
I'm ending my next sexual experience like that. Thank you very much, Tapanaki. I'm here all week.
Especially, you know, there's that musical game. I'm sure you guys play it where somebody ends a song and somebody has to kind of pick up on the next
word. It's called Song Soup.
Yeah, Tapanaki. So you just stand there.
Cool. Now let's do Dusty has to do Tapanaki.
Oh, I must go from there?
Improv rap.
What is Tapanaki?
I have no fucking idea.
Did you just make that shit up?
Well, Tapanaki, doesn't it sound like Japanese food or something?
I thought it was Greek.
Wow.
No, that's tapenade.
Tapanaki. Oh, it does sound...
Tapanaki, do you want to have a fucky?
Maybe it's like...
Tapanaki's probably Asian. When I put it in your Mayan, which is also Asian for vagina, that's minor. Don't worry about it, China. It's not a crimer. If I put my willy in your, I've already said it, vagina. You know, I love Bloodhound Gang. That reminds me of how Bloodhound Gang does all their songs.
All their rhymes. You know,
this is Bloodhound Gang, and we're talking about pussy. This is how we do it. I'll make you really juicy. Doesn't really rhyme with pussy, but it's sort of the same. If you put it in your pussy, then you'll remember my name. I'm Tapanaki.
Tapanaki.
Johnny, pick up on Tapanaki.
Tapanaki, just like Mr. Miyazaki, with a little bit of wax on, wax off. you like it when I whack off? Same as a jack off. But let's keep it clean, or should we keep it mean? Or should we make this a little bit of a dirty scene? If you know what I mean, just bring a little cream. And
it's
we'll
already there.
Yeah, it's a little bit dirty, but let's make it a little bit nerdy and sign off with a birdie tweet tweet.
I'm nearly 30. Freestyle rapping. Freestyle rapping
about
Tapanaki on Cliff Central.
Let's start that like as a sexual movement, the Tapanaki sexual movement. And then, because people believe anything, they'll drink the Kool-Aid.
Well, last week our dirty dictionary word was?
Niatomori.
Niatomori.
Any idea what Niatomori is?
That must
Can
be a
I
sexual...
Have more of it?
That must be a sexual...
Naoto Mori is eating food, normally sushi, off a naked body.
Oh.
Off, like Kenny a geisha.
Yeah. So I've done that on a lot of functions.
Give me some geishas.
We did a beautiful one a while ago at a sexual event. And there was a woman lying on a table, and she was going to be the dessert. So first, everybody decorated her with the dessert. So they put fruit and chocolate and sweets and meringues and cream and stuff all over her. And then everybody ate it off her.
But
it started out very politely, you know, with everybody sort of picking like a piece of fruit
cherries
off. And after about 5 minutes, it was kind of, let's just kind of get to it. And everybody just sort of dived in, and it was the most beautiful.
Who do you think that's best for?
Well, I the audience or the person? No, I said
no, she was involved.
Yeah, but I mean, like, in terms of pleasure.
No, I said to John T, he's involved. Doing it wrong. He needs to do it at a stand-up comedy event, but have like a big, fat, hairy crack.
But we've done it with some very exclusive events where we have some beautiful girls, yeah, and they're decorated with awesome sushi and food, and yeah, then it's like really polite, you know?
Is there a, I don't want to say underbelly,
underbelly is a good word.
Is there a sexual underbelly of events and those kinds of things?
Yeah, we talk about it all the time on the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah? Maybe I should listen.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. Hey, someone didn't do his homework.
No, but that sounds.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting sexual things that happen in South Africa sexually.
Yeah.
You know, there's some very interesting bondage parties that happen quite regularly.
We spoke about a swinging party last
week.
Yeah,
the swingers clubs are pretty big. I mean,
we are an exceptionally sexually open nation, would you agree?
I think we are. No,
we are a sexually repressed nation with this very strong.
Maybe it's just the people I hang around with.
Yeah, and we have. Deviants. There's a lot of interesting stuff that goes on. You know, a lot of the small towns have quite big swinging communities.
Yeah, I imagine.
Because there's nothing else to do.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was
all the South Coast.
And there was an interesting thing a while
That's
ago.
That's what they're doing in Oranjezicht. Shout out to Oranjezicht. Having a group orgy.
Yeah,
Margate caravan parks just going mad. Yeah, just caravans swaying in
like
the wind.
That. Yeah. There's a lot of fetish functions. And this conscious sexual movement in South Africa is growing, you know, at our workshops, at our events. People are growing, people are exploring, people are expanding. What have you guys noticed in South Africa sexually, as opposed to what else you've seen around the world?
Well, because we've come into the burn and we're joining the sex camp, again, I think our perspective is a bit skewed.
We'll take skewed perspectives any day.
Well, I kind of find the same thing in Australia, though, that there are smaller communities that do connect for that kind of sexual experience or for whatever reason, but it's also not so overt. Mm. I would imagine it's kind of similar here, but maybe a little bit more open. Maybe there's a little bit more of a discussion about it in general.
I would imagine like Melbourne, especially, just to be a lot more free in terms of, you know, being open to their sexuality or what's happening sexually.
I actually think we're really repressed in Australia. I found it very liberating when I moved to America, and I suddenly realized, wow, you can have sex with anyone and everyone in any sort of way and any kind of identity. And back home, it's just so...
Australia doesn't have any LGBT laws.
Oh, man, there's everybody. And it's LGBTIQ.
Are you allowed to marry yet?
No, it's terrible. We've got
no marriage
equality.
I watched the Melbourne Comedy Festival and almost every comic was talking about it. I'm actually going to do stand-up in your country soon. Nice. In the next few months.
They'll come and watch you.
Yeah. Are you going back?
For the festival?
No. Just I'm going to tour the place. I'm just going to tour the place.
There's an interesting,
and talk about sex a lot.
There's an interesting thing, because the first time I went on TV to talk about sex was this. It was a small station that did, it was their first live TV broadcast. And a friend of mine who's a sexologist phoned me the day before, and she said, they've invited me and I'm not doing this. Will you go do it? So I said, sure. What's it all about? And it was supposed to be a discussion on the advantages and disadvantages of porn. What's good about porn? What's bad about porn? And they had a South African porn star from way back when, who, to be really blunt, is fuck ugly.
Yeah.
And they were supposed
please, I hope you're not listening. No. Don't take any offense.
We're not mentioning names.
Doesn't know who she is.
And
probably like, oh, it's the other one.
And they were supposed to have this firebrand priest who is violently anti-porn and set this whole thing up. And the other
Jerry,
one didn't know the other
Jerry,
one was going to be
Jerry.
There. So it was supposed to be this big surprise, and I was going to be the moderator.
The mediator.
So I go and do some research on how do you define porn. And there's no real definition. But what's interesting, the U.S. Supreme Court has heard more obscenity cases than any other body ever. So anything that people consider, any work of art that people consider obscene, a book, a movie, has been taken there. Yeah. So you'd think that there would be some kind of definition that comes out. But the best that they've got is prevailing community standards, which means what you find in Bloemfontein is going to be very different to what you find in Sandton.
That's hilarious. Well, can I just say, I was like looking, so I'm looking to try and change my stand-up set in some way, which for me, because, you know, as a new stand-up comedian, I am just trying to change one or two minutes of my set. I'm not trying to go insane. And one part of my set is all about sex and like fetishes and what people are into. So I looked up on Google weirdest like porn searches. People coming on figurines.
Like toys.
Coming on figurines, so like Spider-Man, little, yeah. There you have it in your eyes.
Right. Which is called what?
No, it doesn't have a name. It's okay. Called
it
like,
does have a name, but I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
Everything has a name.
Let's give it a name.
Toys R Us.
Toys R Us.
It's like Rule 34. Do you know about Rule 34?
No, tell me.
Do you know
me.
About Rule 34?
I have come across that.
Rule 34 is an internet rule, and it says that anything that exists has either a porn application,
yes,
or a sexual connotation and function.
Yes.
So if you have little kids around, which fair chance you've taken them far away from us by now.
Yeah.
But you think about like My Little Pony. There are porn cartoons of,
yes,
My parodies. Little Pony.
Yes.
That's
and
you name it, there's a parody of it.
That's,
yeah,
it.
Sexual,
well, also
parody.
Disney. Yeah. I mean, Disney, have you seen like the princes, what the princess schlongs would look like? And you see them like they draw the prince and then you see them like naked and you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Charming.
Disney princesses naked. Yeah. That stuff is cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. Hentai is a real thing.
Absolutely.
But another really weird porn search is clowns.
Yeah, clown porn.
My dad, it's actually part of my comedy set. My dad had it at a DVD. Not a DVD.
A DVD of my fourth birthday party with Bozo the Clown.
Yeah, the VHS. And I put the VHS in and then there were clowns.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, what the fuck is this? And then the clowns started fucking each other.
No,
and then this title came up that was called Clown Fuckers.
No, like, I was like, geez,
that's a bit on the nose, the red nose.
I was like, there's no way that exists.
You know, the theme at Secret Sunrise this morning was circus. And there were probably 50 clowns if...
Ugh.
I dressed up like a clown this
morning. I'm not a fan of clowns.
But
not because of the normal reasons.
Chlorophobia.
Yeah, not for the... Yeah, that's funny.
I'm using it in my set.
Not for the reason like people like, oh, clowns are scary. I just don't like clowns because I'm a comedian and you get, oh, you're a clown. No.
Hey, you're a clown. You're a clown. You get paid.
You tell jokes. You tell jokes. You're a clown.
Do you blow up balloons too?
Do you make balloon animals? Yo, I'm fucking make your wife a balloon. Pregnant is what I mean.
There's some very cool balloon sexual animals. It's a very cool, I think it was a Durex ad. They blow up these two condoms and they make little dogs out of them.
Yeah.
So one kind of comes along and jumps on top of the other and there's a whole story. You've seen it, Johnny?
Yeah.
It's good. I enjoyed it.
It sounds like what it is.
It's the sounds that...
Have you ever heard, speaking of sounds, and maybe, John T, you can put this on your website, just because it's fascinating, the sound of two turtles making sex. Making sexy love time.
They do doggy style or turtle style?
They do turtle style. So it's like on top of the shell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they like go at it like this. And then they like, it sounds like a dying goat.
What does a dying goat sound like?
It sounds like this.
How many times have you heard a dying goat that you know that? Yeah. That
well, I don't know. What does that sound like? Well, but like
maybe when we go to Mozambique in a few weeks, we'll be lucky enough to hear about
a dying goat.
Turtles having sex when we are out in the ocean.
Do that sound quickly. That sounds like my
old Forksy's alternator.
Yeah.
So dying turtles fucking sound like an old Forksy. I thought I heard turtles fucking the other day when I was in Brakpan.
You see. Yeah, exactly.
Like, damn, these turtles are far away from the ocean.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
But yeah, it is cool. I'll look up a YouTube video. And
I like to hear about animals who are monogamous. That makes me laugh.
I love that. Mm. I think that's so cute. Like when you hear penguins find a mate for life.
But you know, the penguins that don't, though, just walk away from the thing and die.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But people do the same thing. There are a lot of
instances. They don't. They just get into video games.
Dusty, don't you have a video show?
Yeah, I do. I like video games.
But, you know, there's a tribe of monkeys called the bonobo monkeys, and they use sex to alleviate conflict.
That's hilarious.
What they do. And
we should do that in Parliament.
And masturbation and self-pleasuring is part of their regular daily life. They have this amazing open sexuality. And they're the most peaceful,
super chilled monkeys.
Absolutely.
Zuma must fall, and then the whole of Parliament just starts masturbating to chill out.
Well,
okay,
I always
say
that if you think about our world, think about our world leaders, and if they had an expanded orgasm once a week, our world would be a very different place.
Well, probably if Jacob Zuma spent more time jerking off and less time in politics.
No. We don't need any more of Jacob Zuma's sperm around. Let me tell you that much.
We've got enough there.
That guy doesn't need two voters. He's got family.
Only his family is voting for him, and he still becomes
win.
President.
I love animals. I love, like, I've been reading a lot about dolphins because I don't like them. Like, I fucking hate dolphins, man.
I hate dolphins too.
Why? They get such a... Because everyone thinks they're these like intelligent, smart animals. But let me tell you something about dolphins that is becoming a more known fact. Dolphins rape.
Yeah, they do.
Thank
dolphins
you.
Rape.
Yeah,
not only do they rape each other
but
for
they'll
fun.
Try with humans.
But they'll fuck. There's a dolphin off the Isle of Man called Stinky that literally rapes divers. Like, it goes around and it like sexually molests divers, not only with its tiny little dolphin penis but also with its bottle nose dolphin nose that it tries to shove into divers'
so
parts.
And that really upsets me.
And it's true. It's like legit stuff. They actually do it.
That really upsets me because on Jonty's getaway workshop, you are going to be swimming with dolphins and you may be raped.
Well, is,
you may be dolphin
an
raped.
Advocate for sexual behavior?
That's why dolphin rape is next
could
level.
Could be consensual dolphin interaction?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's what I think the problem is. I think we should stop thinking of them as rapers and say yes once in a while to a dolphin propositioning us in the ocean. Do you know they also
the
get
dolphins
high?
Dolphins in Mozambique are cool.
Yeah,
they're very chilled
chill.
And relaxed.
Do you know that they get high? Dolphins get high as well? Dolphin adolescents. Teenage dolphins, after they're done at the ocean mall, they come out and then they mess around with pufferfish. You know, pufferfish does.
Yeah.
They poof. And when they poof like that, they release toxins. It's also part of the thing. Dolphins will mess with them, sniff up the toxins in their big old coked up noses, and then and this has been documented. Then they go out, swim up to the surface, and because the surface is reflective, they just watch themselves in mirrors, in the mirror of the ocean, and like that's exactly what I did when I was a teenager.
You know
I did the fucking same. Well, minus the pufferfish.
My favorite part of what Dusty just said is Dusty.
You got any pufferfish?
My favorite part of what Dusty just said is Dusty goes, "That's 100% true," and I was like, according to Wikipedia.
No. It's documented on I Watched It with David Attenborough commentating on
it. Then it must be true.
Then it must be true.
And he was saying, the dolphins would mess with the puffers. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. I love the animal world because I think, like, you know how an antelope, right? When an antelope is giving birth, it drops that baby out of its arsehole for like a meter and it poof, hits the ground.
Is it within, out of his arsehole?
Whatever. It's out of its, it's in the same vicinity, right? And then the antelope hits the ground, hits the Serengeti, pah, with a puff of smoke. That thing is ready in 5 minutes to fuck off if there's a lion.
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes. It takes us like 16 years to maybe thwart a lion, right? So my thought is this. If antelope had maths and science, I think they'd be the more dominant species. I really do. I just think what's holding them all back is they don't get taught maths and science. Else they'd have a fucking antelope rover on Mars. But no, we got maths and science. And it takes us 16 years to try and get away from a lion.
You drop a newborn in the Serengeti, that thing's fucked. It's eaten. It's done.
I would just like
it's
to tell
lion poo.
I would just like to tell our listeners that everything Dusty is saying is true. He heard it straight from Richard Attenborough.
He told me about it.
Yeah.
He told me about it. That's your animals are better than us. That's why I like reading about them so much.
Yeah.
So let's come back to our dirty dictionary word.
Oh yeah.
Is this a new one?
Yes. Yeah, so we do a feature called Dirty Dictionary. You know about that?
Yes.
Oh wait, I've got to go. Dirty dictionary word.
That was a cool sting.
So today's word is fascinous.
Fascinist.
Fascinous. Fascinous.
F-A-S-C-I-N-U-S. A fascinator for your punani.
What's a fascinator for your punani? Does it make your punani more fascinated in things?
So a fascinator are like those hats that the queen wears. And it's like a very, like it's a tiny little hat.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So here's an interesting thing, an interesting question for each one of you guys.
It's hilarious.
What makes a punani so fascinating for you?
Oh. It was like, I like mine shaved.
Okay, there we go. Dusty, what makes it so fascinating for you?
I think it's the antithesis of masculinity.
Okay, Johnny.
It's that gateway to pleasure.
Gateway. Okay.
It's a beautiful, warm space that needs a hug.
Okay.
That's nice. That's mine was pretty fucking shallow.
You just explained a dinosaur. I mean, not a dinosaur, a teddy bear. I have a teddy bear dinosaur. Yeah.
So Fascinus is an ancient Roman dick deity.
I was going to say, does it have origin? Yes, I was going to say,
that's what a Fascinus is.
Wait, what was it?
An ancient Roman dick deity or an amulet, like a cock-shaped amulet.
Oh, so basically like a dildo.
Yeah, but like really small kind of thing.
Oh, one that you can carry around as a necklace.
Yeah, something like that. So the interesting thing is, do we think the word fascination or fascinating comes from
there?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, last time when we were on the show with sex toys, I was saying that Kegel beads are gorgeous and I could actually wear them as jewelry.
You could.
They really are nice.
That's multi-purpose. I think that's a good idea. And it's recycle week, so.
Exactly, yeah. You see, so I'm if thinking you got ahead. So going green.
Yeah, so I've seen some really awesome anal and yoni beads that are actually made from crystal. It's like a new thing around the world. So you can have them made out of amethyst. You can have them made out of rose quartz, all sorts of things.
Which all have their own qualities.
Yeah, and they're on like a beautiful. There's another thing that people are doing is they're actually making dildos out of crystals.
So
which
John
are really
T and
awesome.
I,
they're beautiful.
John T and I said we're going to go for a glass blowing lesson. We're going to blow our own.
Because the glass dildos are beautiful.
It's
they're
big
really
enough,
amazing.
Claw.
Do you clean those with window leaves?
Big.
That's so. So what is the word?
Fascinous.
Fascinous. Fascinous. Yeah. So people used to wear that around.
Around their necks.
Like if people had erectile dysfunction, they'd use
maybe,
that.
Maybe.
Who knows?
If you have erectile dysfunction, you're just like, I'm going to use that instead.
God of the penis. Is that what you're saying? The dick deity?
Yeah.
Who is that? What is his name?
Fascinus.
Oh, that's him. That's
him in person.
Jeez.
All 18 inches of him.
You just walked around on three legs.
He might. Just
hopped around everyone. On his pogo stick.
Which is its own little fantastic funny myth about the size.
Of a penis?
Yes.
And whether it matters or not.
Yeah, because every now and then we do this little thing on sexual myths. And it's one of the biggest myths that size equals satisfaction and the bigger the better and all of that, which is absolutely.
Although we did say that girth is important.
Yeah, well, more important.
I read somewhere, probably, no, it wasn't, I didn't read it. David Attenborough told me.
He must have, on Wikipedia.
Is it David or Richard?
David.
Oh. Richard Attenborough Richard. Made Gandhi.
Dick.
So there were no sex scenes in Gandhi.
Well, it depends your sexual preference because that turned me on. I was like, ooh, peace. Give me more peace. David Attenborough told me that the perfect shaped penis is like a doorknob. Not like that doorknob that looks painful. Like a, you know, like a round, sort of a round doorknob. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, because I read that kind of hits all the erogenous zones within the vaginal region. You know what I mean? So it would like pop in and pop out like that.
Okay, but there's an easy way around that. Okay, so this is going to be interesting. We do this every now and then, and I think it's time that we do this because I need to teach you guys something, especially you after that. So you're going to make a little video clip of this.
Okay.
And you're going to send it to us, or we will find out where it's going to be posted. So okay. This is called, for And it's so important for every guy in the world to know this, for every woman as well, but for every guy. So you're going to learn the love dance.
The love dance.
The love dance. Okay. So Dusty and Johnny, stand up.
This shit's going live. Good morning, Australia.
Hello, Mum.
Okay, we are filming. I'm actually going to film this way. Sorry, that's irritating. But
okay,
we'll cut it.
So we're going to make a circle with the hips this way.
Wait,
okay, slow and big, slow and big.
Doesn't matter, anti-clockwise or clockwise?
Doesn't matter, because then we're going to do it the other way. Slow and big. And then imagine that there's a tennis ball in the middle of your hip. So you're going to roll forward around the ball.
Where was the tennis ball?
In the middle of your pelvis.
Or around it.
Yeah, so just forwards around the ball. And then backwards around the ball.
This ball is wet.
And then imagine that there are two tennis balls sitting next to each other. So we're going to do a figure eight going around one. And there we go. Very good. And now the other direction.
What are you holding there, by the way?
Oh, I'm presenting the tennis balls there.
And then you're going to push forward. This is called stirring the pot. So a really small little movement. And it starts to hit just in front of the A spot inside. Okay. So what's the point of all that? Think about inside a yoni is 360 degrees of possible sensation. If all that you're doing is going in and out, there's just a little bit of friction. But if you're going in one side and out the other, it's a whole different world. And if you're going in the bottom and out the top, you're hitting everything like Dusty's doorknob. Except the love dance is a whole lot nicer than, can we do the love dance tonight, baby, instead of, hey, let's do Dusty's doorknob.
Can I say that was quite arousing? Johnny's pants couldn't be tighter.
Oh, your pants are super tight.
I was just, woo, can see what he had for breakfast. I can see what he had for breakfast. Woo!
Shiny, shiny.
So for women, the love dance is the same, especially when a woman's on top, because that's awesome.
Yeah.
Because she can control exactly where your cock inside of her is.
Yeah.
So wherever she wants the stimulation, she can do that by moving her hips.
That's magical.
Absolutely.
The body, eh?
Mm. Yeah. I like to do
so
just
you can hit the G spot and the A spot and the P spot and the U
Sorry,
spot and all those wonderful
I'm
things.
I'm new at this. The A spot?
So the A spot.
I just found the G spot.
And there's other spots.
How many more letters
so
are there?
So the A spot is actually, if you think about where the G spot is, so the G spot's like on the 12 o'clock wall of the yoni.
Yeah.
If you go really deep inside to where her cervix is.
Yeah, that little like sort of entrance.
Cone that
yeah, yeah,
out
and
like
I
that.
Know it. Well,
just on top of that is the A spot.
Okay. Is that as important as the G?
Even sometimes even more so.
Depending on the woman, I suppose.
It's amazing. And the A-spot actually produces its amazing own ejaculation, which is this like thick, creamy, it looks like cream.
Yes, I do know.
You can put it in your coffee.
Yeah, you can
it's
indeed.
Stir a while.
You can indeed.
Damn, this coffee is
that
strong.
That would be the best April Fool's trick.
Listen, I have once been in a kitchen with a naked chef who was making a pasta sauce. And she kind of kept on adding and adding to the sauce. And eventually, it was kind of half a joke and sort of half serious. And she actually put...
No, John T.
Yes, and dipped it into the sauce.
Damn.
No, like... No.
How, was that a seafood pasta?
Did that have clams in it?
What a paella. What's it called? Paella.
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 That would be an interesting one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
but
the
I like what
produces
you're saying about
amazing fluid. That's
I like
really
what
awesome.
You're saying about like dancing and moving
one.
The hips and making it, you know, like getting to different places and different erogenous zones, because I think we're very stuck, and I think this is also something with watching too much porn, is we're very stuck in, you know, sex needs to be missionary doggy style and needs to be rough and hard, you know, and
but that's what guys learn from porn.
But that's what I'm saying.
I categorically will say right now, I do not like porn. The same way as I don't like, I mean, of course I like naked women, but it's the same way as I don't like stripping, because it's just, for me, I'm like, it's not mine.
You can't have it anyway.
Yeah, it's like it feels like when you're looking at a sports car.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're like, but that's not mine. That feels crap. I feel like a lower being watching the sports car instead of going like, I will one day have that sports car, but right now I don't. So I don't want to be involved in it. It makes me feel I wish I had that. You know what I mean? Like I don't like that. Especially strippers. Like they're in front of you doing their business, but you can't do anything about it. Like
you can't touch them and
experience it. Except lesbian porn. Lesbian porn for me is more like art.
Can I tell you something? I actually find watching lesbian porn a little bit less rough, mm-hmm. and possibly like more sensual. Although lesbians will tell me that's the biggest joke.
Okay, so we are ending our show on lesbian porn, which is a wonderful thought to end with. So please visit the website, www.eroslife.co.za. And again, thank you for your calls and emails this week. They really were awesome and so appreciated. Some very cool stuff coming up. On Tuesday the 3rd of May, we are doing water flow massage. On Tuesday the 10th of May, one of my favorite evenings, which is exploring the erotic spirit, and that info is on the website. Two places for two couples in Mozambique. Otherwise, it's full, which is really, really awesome.
That is awesome. I can't wait. It's going to be amazing. That.
Yes. Are you going?
Yes.
What's the date?
Yes, we will be there.
What's the date?
18th of May. And it's 19th of May.
Just the one night there?
Long weekend. Three nights. Okay. Absolutely.
For couples. Awesome. Couples.
Yes.
Weekend away.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. It was really cool to meet you guys and share with you. I hope you have the most wonderful time at Africa Burn. Are you going to be around for a while?
Yeah, we will be in Joburg for a bit and Cape Town for a bit. And
okay,
a bit
cool.
Road trip afterwards. If
you are here on the 3rd of May,
yes.
Are you in Joburg? No.
No, that's the
weekend.
Yeah, we'll
okay.
be gone already.
Okay, well, the invitation is extended
anyway, but
it would be cool. But it was really cool. Thank you so much. And we really appreciate you coming to be with us and play with us.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll return
Playing
the favor
too
after.
Much. Yeah.
That's the
little too
awesome,
much
man.
Thank you, Jonty. Thank you very much. I've learned so much. And I hope you guys have learned from David Attenborough. Through me.
Richard Attenborough, please.
Dick Attenborough.
So all of our Jewish listeners who are celebrating Pesach, we wish you Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach, Haggadiah, Haggadiah.
And we wish you all so much pleasure.
Cliffcentral. The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
Cliffcentral.com.